informative news and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, folks, as we get you set for game two of our doubleheader here tonight. It's the Franklin boys taking on Sydney. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online anytime at butlerautosales.com. Well, the girls' game started at 5:30. Franklin comes away with a 58-38 victory over the Sydney Warriors. Kayla Campbell with 27 points, Marissa with 21 in that game. So the Campbell twins did a very nice job, and Emma Simmons had 20 points to lead Sydney. This boys' game, very interesting. The Franklin boys here on their roster, let me count, 7 players on this team for young head coach Skylar Thompson in his second year, going up against Justin Riho's Sydney team. So there's one thing about this Franklin team, they can shoot very, very well from the outside, and they can hit from deep. So if Matt Serro and if Brandon Gregory can get going here tonight, that could be trouble for Sydney. That's something they're really going to have to look out for. And I just think back to Monday night when the GMU boys came in here and won 59-40, mostly due to some very good outside shooting by the Raiders the other night. So we know that Sydney's going to have to try to lock down like that on defense, and Sydney's going to have to try to find some scoring as well. They've had pretty even scoring this year. Alec Fogarty has stepped up, Peyton Mosier, Devin Johnson, Anthony Morris, Skylar Rao, Chris Frederick. All those guys have stepped up, but somebody's really going to have a pretty good night here tonight for Sydney to make sure that they can step back and get a chance to beat the Franklin Purple Devils here on the Sydney home floor. So we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I really do think this is going to be a fun boys game coming up, so make sure you stay tuned. Sydney and Franklin boys tonight. It's the second game of our doubleheader here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. For over 15 years, we've been improving the indoor air quality of people's homes. When you have your air ducts cleaned by our professional truck-mounted vacuum system, you create a cleaner living environment, reduce allergens and irritants, remove unpleasant smells and odors, and improve the airflow efficiency of your furnace. plus air duct cleaning will reduce dust in your home, and our disinfectants kill mold, mildew, and viruses. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Let's get you the starting lineups first for the Franklin boys and head coach Skylar Thompson, who I think is going to be joining us at halftime and during the postgame show. Sky is always really good. Coach Sky about coming over and talking with us whenever we do a Franklin boys game, so looking forward to that. He will start with number 2, Matt Serro. Number 4, Bryce Davis. Number 5, Brandon Gregory. Number 10, James Myers. And number 11, Cole Ruff. On the other side for Sydney and head coach Justin Riho, they will start with number 2, Chris Frederick. Number 3, Anthony Morris. Number 4, Alec Fogarty. Number 5, Devin Johnson. And number 33, Chris Prentice. Sydney coming in, they did lose on Monday night to GMU, but then rebounded with a win on the road over Downsville on Tuesday. And so Sydney looking to get a victory here at home tonight over Franklin. They will be hosting Deposit Hancock this weekend as well. DH boys will be in town here for a 1 o'clock tip-off, and then the girls, Sydney and DH, will be at 3 o'clock on Saturday. So let's get you set here, as this will be the Sydney boys in the home whites tonight. It says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. The home white with the maroon trim. Franklin is in the road purple uniforms with the gold and the white trim. It says Franklin Central in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Cole Ruff will be doing the jump-up duties here for Franklin. Let's see who comes out to take the opening tip. It'll be Alec Fogarty here for Sydney. And so this should be a fun one here tonight. Two teams that can shoot from the outside, but especially Franklin. Sydney's going to have to be very, very aware of the outside shooting of Serro and Brandon Gregory, especially Matt Serro. Franklin wins the opening tip. Here's Serro for 3. Just left it a little short. Boy, that would have been something if he hit that opening 3 ball of the game just 5 seconds in. So we are scoreless. And quickly in transition, a shot from Sydney. Off the mark, Prentice with the rebound. Muscles it up. It won't go. Rebound for Serro. Shot out of a cannon down the left side. Serro coast to coast. Gets it to go. Matt Serro with his first basket makes it a 2-0 ball game for Franklin over Sydney here in the opening minutes at Sydney High School. Franklin coming out in the 2-3 zone. Left side of the floor now for Sydney. They go to Morris, to Devin Johnson, getting it down low to the low block here for Prentice. Back up top for Anthony Morris. Shot won't go. Rebound for Fogarty. Rips it down, goes back up, can't get it to go, but is fouled and will head to the line with 7:13 to go in the first quarter in a 2-0 game here for Sydney. Franklin leading Sydney. Thanks for joining us here tonight for our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. First shot for Alec Fogarty is up and good. Really excited to see Alec continue to grow his game, as I think he has a lot of potential to be a very good player here for the Sydney Warriors. Second shot for Fogarty is no good. There's the broadcaster's curse that we talked about so much last night during our UV and Afton game that we had on. Here's Matt Serro, left side for 3. Bang! Downtown for Matt Serro. There it is. And that gives Franklin a 5-1 lead. I chuckle because he will just pull it from anywhere. And he was very deep on that left wing side to fire that one up. 6:45 to go in this first quarter. Sydney in an early hole here on their home floor. They cannot get too far down here in the early going. They go to Devin Johnson on the right side. His 3 ball in and out, hit the rim twice, and then bounce sky high. Rebound for Cole Ruff. Franklin slowly walking it back up the floor. I did have a chance to talk to Franklin head coach Sky Thompson before the game. He said, we're going to slow it down. We're going to run our offense, try to get good-looking shots. Here's Gregory in the corner for 3. Brandon Gregory from downtown buries it, and Franklin leads 8-1 with 6:15 to go in this first quarter. Franklin has come out shooting red hot. Left side of the floor now for Alec Fogarty. Sydney still trying to settle in the first 2 minutes of the ball game. Now to Fogarty, straight away, looks to penetrate the defense into the interior, outside for Morris. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Now back to Devin Johnson. Down to 10 on the shot clock for Chris Frederick at the top of the key. Finds Fogarty. Left side steps in for a 3 ball. No good. Rebound Gregory for Franklin. Here comes the purple and gold. Serro again slows it down here. Franklin I think being very deliberate here. They have a little lead. They'll work it up the floor and just settle in at their own pace. Gregory into the teeth of the defense. Now kicks it to the near side for James Myers. Back to Cerro. Left side for three. Just a little short. Not enough mustard on it. Rebound for Sydney. Another good-looking shot, though. Quickly in transition is Anthony Morris. And to the far side for Fogarty. Fogarty works one back to Morris. Wants a three ball. And in and out. Boy, lid on the rim there for Sydney. Rebound for Cole Rupp. And into the hands there of Bryce Davis. Back to Brandon Gregory across the Vic Sydney S at midcourt. Finds Davis. And into the hands of Cerro on the left wing side with 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Franklin Boys leading Sydney 8-1. A three from Matt Cerro and a three from Brandon Gregory and a layup from Cerro have gotten Franklin off to a good start. Here's Davis with a nice dribble drive. The kiss off the glass was just a little too strong, but it looked really good. Sydney with a rebound. Quickly in transition. Here is Morris. Little dipsy do. Oh, he did everything but finish there. Cut through the defense like a knife through butter, but could not finish that right-handed layup. Franklin back up the floor with 4.5 to go in this fast-moving first quarter. Cerro down low, gives it to Cole Rupp. Off the glass, won't go. Prentice with a rebound. Good penetration there from Cerro. Rupp just couldn't finish. He was in good position, though. Devin Johnson, right wing corner now for Sydney. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon and the black trim. They go down low to the left low block for Prentice. Across for Johnson. Pull-up jumper is good for DJ. DJ 5 puts it in. Makes it 8-3 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Looks like Cameron Harris is going to be checking in here for the Sydney Warriors. They like to put him in on defense to try to bother the other team's top players. So I wonder if Harris is going to go out maybe to guard Matt Cerro. That would be an interesting matchup. Here's Cerro, left side for three. Oh, just off the right side of the rim. Ball loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Franklin. So Sydney's going to get it back. So here comes Cameron Harris. Frederick's going to go to the bench. And so I'm very interested to see next possession on defense. And when Franklin brings it down, who Cameron Harris goes out there to guard? Or if, at least on the zone if he's on that side of the floor where Cerro has been setting up. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. It is Franklin 8 and Sydney 3. Here is Harris on the right side of the floor now for the Warriors. Top of the key, looking for Devin Johnson. They go to Morris, gets into the paint. Nice dish down low, and a traveling violation on Prentice. Got those happy feet at the left low block and shuffled them. And so a turnover will give the ball back to Franklin. With 3:25 to go in this first quarter, Franklin 8 and Sydney 3. It's a good one so far here tonight on CDO. Here's Cerro, the little floater in the paint. Left it short, rebound Cole Rupp, and he was able to whip it back over his shoulder, but nobody could get there. Out of bounds and back to Sydney. So Franklin, after the hot start, a little cold here over the last minute or so. Great job by Cerro. He got right in the paint and just didn't put enough hot sauce on that one to get it to the bucket. Chris Prentice will head to the bench. Ian Fogarty will check in now for the Warriors. He will help give Sydney a little size advantage down low. Should be a good battle between Fogarty of Sydney and Cole Rupp of Franklin. Here is Johnson into the teeth of the defense. His little baby hook won't go. Fogarty a rebound, but Rupp was able to sweep it away at the last second. Outlet pass to Cerro. Yeah, here's that matchup. We see Cameron Harris. He's going to be right on Matt Cerro, it looks like. Cerro goes to Davis, left side. He fires up a three. Knuckleball hit the side of the rim. Rebound on the floor, picked up by the Sydney Warriors and Fogarty. Back across the midcourt timeline. Fogarty into the corner, looking for Devin Johnson. Now back up to Anthony Morris, straight away for three. Bank is open for Anthony Morris. He's shaking his head, but hey, bud, they all count. And it's 8-6. Sydney has crawled back into this game with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Franklin boys leading by two. Brandon Gregory straight away steps into the defense. Little floater for Brandon Gregory won't go. Rebound for Sydney. That one rolled along the rim but wouldn't go down. Morris in transition for Sydney. And he cuts through the defense and puts it in. Anthony Morris now with 5 points. And we're tied up at 8 apiece with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Good one here tonight at Sydney High School. Floater from Gregory won't go down. Davis with the rebound. Harris is going to be whistled for the foul. A little too much contact there from Harris. Good sportsmanship to give a little pat on the back there to Bryce Davis. As both guys just going hard for the basketball there. 2:08 to go first quarter. We're tied at 8 apiece. Gregory in the corner back to Davis. Looking for options, goes to Gregory in the right-wing corner as Franklin goes left to right. Now to Cerro, front of the Sydney bench, right-wing side. Cerro gets around Harris, wants to take it to the rim, and is fouled. We'll see who this is on. Believe Going to be on Fogarty down low as Cerro got that step on Harris, took it to the basket, and Fogarty bumped him. So Cerro with 5 points so far, the junior at the line now for the Purple Devils. With a 1:55 to go in the first, Cerro's first shot at the line is good. So Cerro's second shot here. Coming up at the line for Franklin. And that one is short. Rebound for Harris. Good job there to Windex the glass and rip it down. Harris been playing some nice minutes off the bench here the last couple of nights for this Warriors team as they try to find their identity. Into the corner now for Morris. Down low at the left. Low block for Fogarty as Sidney goes right to left. Fogarty pumps one over to Harris. Long two-pointer is good for Cameron Harris. And so he hits that long shot from the right wing corner, and Sidney takes the lead 10-9 with 1:30 to go in this first quarter. Cerro across midcourt, little crossover. Cerro to the top of the key, looking for options, spins on it. That will dish one off for Gregory. Pump fakes, goes to Davis, left side. Davis with 15 on the shot clock, gets it to Cerro. He steps in for a long two. Cerro with the jumper off the front of the rim. Shot wouldn't go down. Fogarty with the rebound as we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Here is Alec Fogarty to the rim, and his shot rolled off. Cole Ruff with the rebound, tapped out of his hands by Ian Fogarty. And possession will go back to Franklin, says the Zebra Crew, with 1 minute to go in this first quarter. It's 10-9. Franklin boys in the backcourt with Matt Cerro. Cerro is walking across the Sidney S. Harris is there waiting for him. Coach Riho is kind of helping Harris from the side here, telling where Cerro's going to go. Cerro, left side, tried to save it, lost control of it. Fogarty will rip it down, comes down the left side of the floor. Left-handed layup for Fogarty is up and in. And Alec Fogarty with a great job. Finished on that transition layup. Makes it Sidney 12, Franklin 9 with 30 seconds to go first quarter. Here is Cerro, right side of the floor. Harris is right there. Cerro gets a screen, wants to dish it off now to Myers. Turnaround shot for him is an air ball off the mark. And Fogarty gets it from Fogarty as Ian gets the rebound, hands it off to Alec here with 10 seconds to go first quarter. Sidney with no shot clock, they're going to play for the final shot, down to 5 seconds. Alec looks up at the clock, left-hand side, dishes down low. Great pass, finds Morris who finishes. And a great last series there by Sidney. Very well done. Warriors lead Franklin 14-9, first quarter in the books. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sidney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sidney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the second quarter here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull with you. Thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. You can go back and listen to our game audio archive anytime as well, all courtesy and a free download because of SFCU. Sidney with the basketball in a 14-9 lead to start the second quarter. Devin Johnson from downtown. He hits the triple, and that's a good shot there from Devin Johnson. And Sidney, after a slow start, they were down 8-1. Sidney now leading 17-9, so that's a really good turnaround for the Warriors. Franklin trying to answer. Here is Matt Cerro on the left side of the floor. Hands one off to Brandon Gregory. And Sidney is really making this difficult here, pushing Franklin farther and farther away from the three-point line. Cerro into the teeth of the defense. Will feed one back to the right side as Franklin goes left to right. A shot in the interior is up and good. Nice job by Max Mio to get it to go down. Makes it 17-11 as we have 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Franklin trying to weather the storm here as Sydney has figured out something that's going to work on the offensive end as the Warriors go right to left. They're in the home whites with the maroon trim. Right side of the floor. Now for Devin Johnson, finds Cameron Harris. Dribble drive into the paint, kicks one back out. Johnson straightaway three, hit the front of the rim, off the mark, and a rebound for Cole Ruff of Franklin. 6:35 to go in the second, 17-11 the score. And here comes Cerro across midcourt, looking to get a screen. Doesn't use it here, picks up his dribble in a tough spot, hands one off for Brandon Gregory. Gregory into the right wing corner, goes back to Mio, and now back to Cerro, finds Gregory. Right wing corner, he had 33 points in a victory over Walton last week. As here is Cerro, left wing side, his shot won't go down, rebound for Sydney. They're relying a lot right now on Cerro. They're going to have to get him some better open looks. Alec Fogarty gets tied up there with Cerro. They won't make a call. Back out to Devin Johnson. Now a steal by Cerro. Shot out of a cannon down the left side. Cerro takes it to the rim and is fouled by Fogarty, who was chasing him back. Cerro now with 8 points, and he's going to go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. 17-13 to score, and that Cerro is trying to put Franklin on his back at the moment. Bryce Davis over on the bench for Franklin, getting a quick breather. Looks like he's going to come back in here now as Cerro will head to the line. Cameron Harris back out of the game now for Sydney, getting a breather of his own. Doing a good job defensively in there for the Warriors. Cerro, the lefty, his shot is up and good. He's got 9. Makes it 17-14. So Franklin hanging around here on the road tonight at Sydney in this doubleheader. Franklin girls defeating Sydney 58-38 in our opening game here tonight. The boys tipped off right about 7 o'clock. And here's Alec Fogarty for 3, left wing side. Too strong, and a rebound to Brandon Gregory. Gregory will work it up the floor with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. He'll go back to Davis at the top of the key and into the safe hands of Cerro. Cerro, a little juke, goes to the right side, finds Gregory. Pump fakes on a 3, now steps in for a 2. And Cole Ruff with a rebound off the miss, puts it back up, hits it, and he's fouled. Nice shot by Cole Ruff, doing the work of a man on the inside there. Rips down that board and was fouled as he put it back up. That's the second foul on Fogarty and the team's 4th. So our team foul situation, Franklin with 1. And Sydney with 4, with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. In a 1-point ball game, Sydney ahead 17-16. And Ruff at the line here for Sydney. Can't get the first one, or his only shot to go, I should say. Hit the front of the rim. And now Devin Johnson will bring it back up. Pulls up for 2, wouldn't go down. Rebound here for Sydney on the baseline. Brought down there by Skylar Rao, who had 7 points in a nice effort the other night against Downsville. Franklin will come up with a loose ball after another Sydney miss there. And Franklin will bring it to the left side for Gregory. He thought about a 3 but didn't pull the trigger. Had a pretty good open look at it. Skylar Rao is guarding Matt Cerro. It's essentially become what I believe looks like a box and one defense here on Cerro with 4:40 to go in the second. Cerro gets around his man, steps through, little up and under, and he's fouled with 4:40 to go in the second. Cerro's doing exactly what you need to do. Take it right at this defense and see if you can get some contact. Foul's going to be on Skylar Rao, his first and the team's 5th. And so this will send Cerro right back to the line, and he'll take all these opportunities that he can. Looks like Harris is going to check back into the ball game for Sydney as well as Anthony Morris. Cerro's first shot in and out at the line with 4:40 to go here, second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito Energy Products, serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. So Cerro will settle in, looking for his second shot, trying to tie this game up, and he hits it. Took a deep breath that time. I think it helped. So Cerro has 10 of Franklin's 17, and Franklin's made a little run to claw back into it. We are tied at 17 apiece between Sydney and Franklin. Cerro with a steal. Sticky hands there. Cerro's going to take it to the rim. He gets the layup to go. Cerro's got 12 points now, makes it 19-17 with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Harris will work it up the floor now for Sydney across the biggest Sydney S at midcourt. Chest pass, far side, Devin Johnson, jumper is an air ball. Max Mio couldn't quite hold on to it. Cole Ruff tried to save it, but it'll go back to Sydney. You got to give Franklin some credit here, playing with only 7 guys. They played with 6 for most of the season before getting Cole Ruff back. A couple of injuries, a couple of players not coming back, but Franklin's making it work. With 4:10 to go in the second, it's the Purple Devils leading the Warriors 19-17 here tonight in Sydney. Second game of a doubleheader. Harris gets it into the right-wing corner as Sydney goes right to left. They'll zip one back to Harris at the top of the key. Now for Chris Frederick, left side. Frederick will leave one for Anthony Morris. To the interior, finds a streaking Charlie Deal, and he's able to get it to go. Timeout on the floor. We're tied at 19. Sydney takes the timeout. 4 minutes to go before halftime. We'll be right back on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Shenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Quick timeout there. Both teams have taken a shot while we were in the break, and neither team could connect. So our score is still 19 apiece. My apologies there. With 3:40 to go in the second quarter, now Franklin's going to turn it over and give it back to Sydney here. With 3:40 to go in this second frame. Out of that timeout, Sydney's starting to bring some full court pressure there, and we'll see how Franklin, is able to handle that. Here is Harris at the top of the key. Chest pass to Frederick, left side. Chris Frederick for three, off the back of the tin. Anthony Morris skies for a rebound, puts it up. Second chance opportunity for Morris, won't go again. Ball batted around. Finally, Frederick will chase it down on the left wing side. They'll have a fresh shot clock to work with. 3:15 to go in the second quarter, and we're tied at 19. Harris wants a three on the right side. Left it short. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Franklin off the miss from Harris. 19-19 the score, and Franklin will get it in the backcourt here with Sarrell. Now to Gregory, left side. Full court pressure coming here from Sydney. Franklin's able to break it this time with Bryce Davis. Now back to Sarrell. Right side for a three. That's deep. Wow, bottom of the net there for Sarrell. He's got 15. That was well beyond NBA range. It's 22-19 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Frederick, left side. Sydney goes inside for Charlie Teal, and he is fouled with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. That's going to be a foul on Cole Ruff. His first, team second. Foul was on the floor with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Franklin boys on the road leading at 22-19. And so the Warriors will look to get it in. Looking for Cameron Harris. Now into the corner now for Morris. His three ball is in and out. Knuckleballed off the rim. And now back up the floor here for Cerro. Little killer crossover goes to Davis on the right side. Davis will go back for Brandon Gregory. And to the near side here for Cerro. Gets around Harris. Floating jumper. Couldn't get it to go. That was a tough angle. Nice defense again by Harris. He's quickly back up the floor, and the track meet continues. Right-handed layup for Harris won't go down, but we're going to have a foul underneath, and that's going to be on Franklin as Charlie Teal was able to get that bucket, and he's going to go for the old-fashioned three-point play here at the line. And so it's 22-21, and Sydney trying to tie things up here with Teal at the line. His shot is an air ball. And now Franklin's going to get it back. Unlucky break there for Charlie Deal at the line. He does have 4 points, though. 2:10 to go in the second. And to midcourt here for Davis. It's 22-21. Gregory gets a nice pass from Davis. Zips one over. Pull-up jumper will not go down for Max Miho. Rebound for Sydney. In transition, here is Deal trying to go coast-to-coast. Won't go down. Sydney's going to hold on to the rebound here with Anthony Morris, and they'll slow it down. They'll pump the brakes. Sydney going right to left. Harris goes to Morris in the near side corner. Little up and under move for Anthony Harris. Gets his own rebound off the miss, but he was stripped there by Brandon Gregory. Franklin back up the floor. Franklin leading by a point. Davis, good pump fake, pulls in for the jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound again for Sydney, and ahead for Morris. Morris in transition, takes it to the rim and scores. Anthony Morris with the kiss off the glass. He now has 9 points. Makes it Sydney 23, Franklin 22 with a buck 15 to go. Cerro in transition, stripped of the ball, but it goes right to Cole Ruff, who puts it up and in. Ruff now with 4 points. And this will be Franklin retaking the lead, 24-23. Harris back across midcourt. This is a good game so far here tonight, folks. Thanks for joining us. Frederick, left side for three. It's an air ball. Ball out of bounds. We're going to have a foul, I believe, on Sydney. Yeah, going to be on Cameron Harris. He was going in for that rebound. Got connected there with Cerro. And so Sydney's whistled for the foul. We're going to have a timeout taken by Franklin with the boys from the Purple Devil Land. From Franklin leading 24-23 over Sydney. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back with under a minute to go here in the second quarter. It's the Franklin boys leading 24-23. And out of the timeout, this is Matt Cerro across the midcourt timeline. Cerro now holding on to it. He's in a tough position. Tried to throw it to the high post. Ball batted around. Somehow Franklin came out of there with the basketball with Davis. There's Gregory on the baseline. Back out for Ruff to the interior. His shot won't go, and Sydney will come away with the ball. They can play for the last shot if they want. 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Harris. Harris at midcourt will go to Devin Johnson. Coach Riho saying, take your time, guys. Take your time. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. 24-23 the score. Harris will zip it to the near side. Looking for Rao. It was stolen away there by Cerro. Tapped out of bounds, and the officials will say it's going to be Franklin ball with 6 seconds to go here in the second quarter. They'll get it into Cerro with 5 seconds. Cerro to midcourt. You know he's going to want this three. Cerro to the top of the key. The shot at the buzzer won't go. But our halftime score is Franklin 24, and it will be Sydney 23. And we'll see if we're joined here by Franklin head coach Skylar Thompson or not. Said he was going to come over and have a quick word with us. If not, we will go to break, but we'll see you here in a second. Yeah, it looks like he's going to talk with his guys, so maybe we'll catch him during the post-game show or maybe before we head back for the start of the third quarter. Either way, our halftime score, 24-23. It is the Franklin boys leading Sydney by a point. At the break, we'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year,
30 p.m., Saturdays, 8 to 1.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in Sydney. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Our halftime score, the Franklin boys are ahead 24-23 here over Sydney. Pretty good game so far. Matt Cerro with 15 points for Franklin and 3 points for Brandon Gregory, 4 for Cole Ruff, and 2 for Max Miho on that side for the Purple Devils. On the other side for Sydney, 9 points for Anthony Morris, 5 for Devin Johnson, 4 for Charlie Teal, 3 for Alec Fogarty, and 2 for Cameron Harris. So 24-23, our halftime score. We'll see what adjustments are made by each coaching staff here at the halftime break, and I'm really looking forward to this one in the second half. Again, if you're keeping track at home, tomorrow night we'll be in Cooperstown. The Delhi boys are at Coop for a 7 o'clock tip-off. If you join us about 10 minutes early, we'll have our Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney will be back at home this weekend. The boys play Deposit Hancock at 1 o'clock. And then the girls will be hosting DH at 3 o'clock. And then that will be it for the high school basketball season in terms of Sidney and Franklin. Those are the last games they have. There are a couple of games next week. Cooperstown boys, Richfield Springs boys, Sherburn Earlville boys are still playing next week. But not many games left. And then we will be into the Fall 2 season, as they are calling it. So it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll take another break. We're here in Sidney tonight, and at the break in this boys' game, it is Franklin 24, Sidney 23. And if you're keeping track at home, the girls' game, which tipped at 5:30, was a Franklin victory over Sidney 58-38 earlier tonight. So, all right, we'll be back in just a few minutes as we get you set for the third quarter on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sidney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our halftime score, 24-23. Franklin boys on top of Sidney, and glad to be joined now by Franklin boys head coach Skylar Thompson. Coach, really good first half for your squad. You're up by a point. What are you telling your guys at halftime, and what's your approach here for the second half?
Well, as I said, you know, we had a very good first half. You know, we started off on a very good, you know, run there to start up. I think it was 8-1 to start the game. And then, you know, we knew they were going to make their run. They're going to put pressure on us, which we started to see a little bit more, you know, put a press on us and stuff like that. So, you know, we're expecting a little bit more of that, you know, were they trying to get some traps, you know, get some steals, fast break stuff. You and I talked before the game, we're the exact opposite styles of teams, where they like to go fast and we're more of a half court, you know, based style team. So, you know, it's kind of like that's what we're expecting in the second half, a lot of fast pace, pressure from their defense.
One more question before we let you get back to the huddle here. What do you tell your star, Matt Serra, when, you know, they're throwing everything they can at him on defense? Do you have plays to try to get him open or just let him work his magic out there?
No matter what I tell Matt, he doesn't listen anyway. So he's just going to do what he does, and I'm very lucky to have a player like him. You know, he's a hard worker, and it shows, you know, how much time he puts in. So, you know, you try and give him a little advice here and there, but, you know, you got to let the guys play. So
yeah, game comes naturally to him, it looks like.
Very much so. Just got to make sure you keep him under control.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to it. We'll see you post-game.
Thank you, Nate.
All right, Franklin boys head coach Skylar Thompson, gracious with his time here at halftime. We're going to step away for one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. Our score, 24-23. Franklin boys ahead by a point over Sidney at the break here on CDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We're back underway between Franklin and the Sydney boys. Sydney with the basketball now. Franklin, on their first possession of the second half, hit a three by Brandon Gregory. And so that makes it 27-23. Now a steal by Franklin, and back up the floor they come. Again, Franklin hitting a three on the first possession of the third quarter with Gregory. And he'll fire up another one here straight away. It won't go down. Rebound, though. Gregory chasing down his own miss. Almost got a hold of it now. And Fogarty's able to take it away. Fogarty going coast to coast. And that one looked really good as Fogarty now has 5 points. Lays it up and in. Two-point ball game. 27-25 with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Cerro at the top of the key. Deep NBA range three again. Hits the front of the rim and it's a bullet out of bounds. No, somehow stayed in there by Franklin. But it went right to Chris Frederick, and he's in transition. Frederick goes coast to coast, lays it up and in. Makes it 27-all with 6.5 to go in this third quarter. And this, in the backcourt, is Cerro. Cerro across midcourt will flip one here for Davis. Davis for Gregory, off the glass and in for Brandon Gregory. He's starting to heat up here to start this third quarter. Gregory with 8 points. Makes it 29-27. The Purple Devils on top of the Warriors with 6:10 to go in the third. I'm Nate Long. Glad to have you along. Here's Fogarty straight away, three for Sydney. Out of bounds and back to the Purple Devils. Looks like we're going to have a timeout taken here by Sydney to talk things over. We're going to step away for 60 seconds with the score 29-27. The Franklin boys on top of Sydney on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. And at the line now is James Myers. He was fouled for Franklin. Hit the first foul shot, can't get the second one to go. Franklin with a rebound with Cole Ruff. Back out to Cerro, finds Gregory on the right side. So after that foul shot made by Myers of Franklin, the Purple Devils lead 30-27. Shot here for the Purple Devils won't go. Chris Prentice with a rebound. Frederick in transition, trying to go coast to coast. Can't get it to go. Alec Fogarty with the rebound, hits it, and he's fouled. Great job by Alec Fogarty. He has 7 points, and he'll head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So 5.5 to go in this third quarter. It's a one-point ball game. Fogarty trying to tie things up here for Sydney. Fogarty's first shot is good. So Alec Fogarty with 8 points for the Sydney Warriors. We're tied up at 30. Both teams playing really well to start this third quarter. It's 5:25. Left here in this third frame. Gregory comes off a screen, wants to fire up a three, hit the front of the rim. Ball is loose, and Sydney comes away. Back down the floor with Devin Johnson. As Sydney goes left to right to start this third quarter. It's tapped away there by Cole Ruff, and Sydney picks up the basketball. Cerro got taken down from behind there. Kind of a loose ball fray there with 5 minutes to go in the third. Cerro appears to be okay. Gregory will float one over to James Myers. Now back up to Davis. Straight away three for Davis. No good. Rebound for Cole Ruff. Tapped it in. Ball loose on the floor. Myers comes away with it. Shovels it into the backcourt. Can Cerro get there in time? He does. Oh, no. They're just going to say that that one touched the line. And so Sydney's going to get it back underneath their own basket. With 4:45 to go in the third, we're tied up at 30 apiece between Sydney and Franklin. Fogarty's going to work one in, finds Devin Johnson. Right side three, good for Devin Johnson. DJ for three, and he's got 8 points. And Sydney retakes the lead 33-30 with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. Cerro across midcourt finds Davis. Now back to Cerro. holding on to it here for the Purple Devils. Now to Gregory, left side. Again, Franklin in the purple with the white and gold trim here tonight. Davis lines up another three. Bang, this time for Bryce Davis. Big-time shot there for Franklin. We're tied up again at 33 apiece with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor for Morris. Now back up for Fogarty to the interior of the defense for Chris Frederick, and they're going to call a double dribble on that one. And 4:05 to go in the third. Thiel and Harris will come back in for the Warriors. Morris and Prentice to the bench. So 4 minutes to go, third quarter. We're tied at 33 apiece. Sarrow gets across midcourt. Harris will be guarding him again. Flips one over to Davis. Left side, they go to Myers at the high post. His shot as he takes it to the left low block is no good. Outlet pass here for Harris. Into the defense. His shot won't go. And ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to Franklin with 3:45 to go in this third quarter. Coach Reho speaking to the officials there, wanted a bit of a foul, but was not able to get the call. Cerro across midcourt, slows it down to the right side in the paint, finds Gregory, left side for three, knuckleballs it to the left side of the rim, won't go down. Rebound for Sydney. Back up the floor. And to the right side here for Devin Johnson, lays it off the glass, and good. Well done there by Devin Johnson. And Sydney retakes the lead, 35-33. Gregory on the baseline. Tiptoes along, finds Davis, pump fakes, steps in, now back to Gregory. Oh, Davis had a good look. I think he should have pulled it there. But Franklin says, hey, we're going to reset the offense as they go right to left. They go to Cole Ruff in the left wing corner. Ruff wants to take it to the rim. Knocked out of bounds, going to go back to Sydney. With 3 minutes to go in the third, it's 35-33. Max Mio is going to come back into the ball game, and James Myers will head to the bench. 35-33 the score. The Sydney boys on their home floor leading Franklin. A little back-and-forth contest here between these two teams. Here is Fogarty, left side as Sydney goes left to right, looking for Johnson in the right-wing corner. Steps through. The floater for Johnson is good. Johnson now with 12 points for Sydney with 2:45 to go in the third. Sydney opens up a 37-33 lead. Left side of the floor here for Cerro. Pull-up jumper, left it short, and a rebound for Fogarty. Fogarty in transition, trying to go coast-to-coast. He's fouled as he takes it to the rim. With 2.5 to go in the third, and Fogarty will be going back to the line. Pretty balanced scoring right now for Sydney. I have Devin Johnson with 12, Anthony Morris with 9, and Alec Fogarty with 8 to lead the way for the Sydney Warriors. So Fogarty will step in. He has 8 points. Fogarty at the line. First one will not go. Tight ball game like this, foul shooting is going to become very important down the stretch. As we've seen, this has kind of been a game of runs between these two teams. Second shot here for Alec Fogarty is up and good. He has 9. And it is Sydney leading Franklin 38-33 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Cerro in the backcourt. Spins. He's double-teamed, lost control of it. Sarrow's able to bat it into the corner, almost like a volleyball hit, but nobody was there except the Sydney Warriors. Alec Fogarty back across midcourt, finds Cameron Harris for three. Yes, Harris from downtown, and he's got 5 points. Makes it 41-33. Sarrow across midcourt, steps through, and we're going to have a foul on Sydney with 2 minutes to go in the third. Sarrow took it right into the heart of the defense there. Looks like the foul is going to be on Charlie Thiel, his first, and the team's second. So here's our team foul situation. Both teams with 2 fouls apiece. So we hit 2 minutes to go in the third. Cole Ruff, three-point line extended as Franklin goes left to right. They have it on the left-wing corner. Now they'll go to Gregory. Spin move. Gregory down low, dishes one off. Max Miho, the jumper won't go. Cole Ruff cleans up the mess. His shot doesn't go down. Out of bounds and back to Sydney. Good-looking possession there for Franklin. They just could not capitalize. And Sydney with a real opportunity to try to pull away deep here in this third quarter with 1:47 to go. Sydney boys leading 41-33. And so this will be Sydney working it up the floor here with Alec Fogarty. Looking for a good possession here. They go to the high post for Frederick. And he gets down low, hits the shot, and will head to the line. Great move there by Frederick. Pretty much a power move through the defense. He was able to put it in. And Frederick now will step to the line looking for the three-point play, as Sydney has their largest lead of the game at 43-33 late in the third quarter. Frederick's second shot, or his shot at the line, I should say, is no good. Cole Ruff rips down a rebound. Franklin in desperate need of a basket here. Across midcourt, Cerro finds Max Mehl. Pump fakes, tries to toss it up. It won't go. Ripped away by Frederick. And now back up the floor here for Sydney. And Morris will kick one to the far corner. Pull-up jumper for Rao. And now we have a timeout here with a minute 17 to go in this third quarter. 43-33 to score. As Charlie Thiel is going to have to come out of the ballgame, or it looks like he might have a bloody nose, so they're going to take care of him. And checking back in will be Devin Johnson. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. Looks like there is a little bit on the floor, so they're going to have to clean that up. With 1:17 to go in the third, we'll be right back. 43-33 the score. Sydney boys on top of Franklin on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. Our score is 43-33. The Sydney boys on top of Franklin late in this third quarter with 1:17 to go. Glad to have you along, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer. He's been doing the double duty right along with me here this week. We did a doubleheader last night with Afton and UV. And back here tonight, we'll have a foul at midcourt on Skylar Rao as Matt Cerro brought it up the floor for Franklin. Girls game earlier, Franklin defeating Sydney 58-38. And our score right now is 43-33. Sydney boys with a lead over Franklin. They're just throwing everything in the kitchen sink here at Matt Cerro on defense to try to slow him down. He's got 15. I don't believe he has scored in the third quarter. 1 minute to go in the third. Gregory, top of the key now for Franklin. Couldn't get it to go. Tracks down his own rebound. Brandon Gregory flips it up, rolls off the back of the rim, and now a rebound for Sydney. And ahead now for Devin Johnson. Steps through, and the layup is good for Devin Johnson. Johnson leading all, well, leading all Sydney scorers with 14. Cerro quickly in transition. Finds a way to get through the defense. Hits the layup. And it's 45-35 with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Alec Fogarty. Left side of the floor for Sydney. Goes back to Johnson straight away. Sydney going left to right. Right wing corner here for Anthony Morris. Back out. Shot here for Devin Johnson. Won't go down. Gregory a rebound. This could be big for Franklin if they could get a bucket here to end the third quarter and get it back to single digits. They trail by 10. 15 seconds to go in the third. Here is Davis with the basketball. Steps in for a three. Left it short. It was an air ball. Ruff with a rebound. But it strolls out of bounds. Ruff saved it, but it went out of bounds over by the Franklin bench instead. 6 seconds left, and now Sydney has an opportunity to maybe add to their lead. Johnson floats one in. He's got Anthony Morris. Morris to the right wing side. Lost control of it. He's going to have to toss one up at the buzzer. And, oh, they get it to go. Wow, Alec Fogarty caught that air ball and was able to flip it up and in. Very nice shot by Alec Fogarty right before the buzzer. Great job. Gives Sydney a 47-35 lead as we start the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otego. 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the fourth quarter tonight in Sydney. It's 47-35. Great third quarter there for the Sydney boys, highlighted by that last play at the end of the third quarter. Fading away in the corner, Sydney was taking a shot. It was an air ball, but Alec Fogarty came swooping in and was able to take it kind of like an alley-oop and put it up and in right before the buzzer. Sydney with the ball to start the fourth quarter. And a jumper here from Rao. Won't go down. Rebound here for Brandon Gregory of Franklin. If you're a Franklin fan, still a lot of time left as we start this fourth quarter. And if you can get Matt Serro some open looks, or Brandon Gregory or Bryce Davis from downtown, you might be able to find a way to crawl back in. Serro right at the top of the key is working his way to the left wing side. He was fouled. Foul going to be on Rao, his third, team's fifth. Franklin trying to get to the line here late in this fourth quarter. That would help for them as well. We are in the early parts of the fourth quarter at the moment with the score 47-35. Sydney on top of the Franklin boys. Cole Ruff on the baseline. Ruff down low, little up and under shot was blocked. Out of bounds, going to stay with Franklin. Here's our scoring summary. Serro with 17 for Franklin, Brandon Gregory with 8. Johnson with 14, Fogarty with 11. Shot here from Franklin and a foul as Serro got hammered in the corner. 9 for Anthony Morris on the other side and 5 for Cameron Harris for Sydney. I think there's going to be 3 shots at the line for Serro. Yes, he's still tying his shoe over in the corner, but that's another foul on Skylar Rao. And so Sarah's going to go to the line to shoot 3 here. And if you're Franklin, this is what you want. No time going off the clock and an opportunity to chip away at this lead. And so Serro will settle in. And his first shot at the line is good. Serro now with 18. Serro settling in for this second shot, and it is good. Serro now with 19. That makes it 47-37. That magic number, I would say, we always talk about it on the air, is if you could keep it right around 10, you have the ability to make a run. It's doable if you can keep it around 10. Serro, his third shot is no good. Rolled off the rim, and Frederick with a rebound. So Serro goes 2 out of 3. He's got 19 points now. Fogarty, right side of the floor. Alec finds Cameron Harris, who's back into the game. And now for Anthony Morris, but they'll say he traveled at the top of the key. And Franklin will get the ball back with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Warriors leading the Purple Devils 47-37. In the backcourt is Brandon Gregory. Gets across midcourt, finds Cole Ruff in the left wing corner as Franklin goes right to left. Front of their own bench, here is Gregory. Stops, thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger though. Goes to Ruff again in the left wing corner, and a double dribble will give the ball back to Sydney. Good to see Charlie Deal coming back in after he got bumped in the nose there late in the third quarter. 6:48 to go here in this fourth quarter. A 10-point lead for Sydney. They're trying to hang on. Here's Fogarty at the top of the key. Left side now, a little give and go with Anthony Morris. Fogarty to the interior. His shot hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Gregory into the land of the skyscrapers. Comes down with that rebound. And now Gregory goes coast to coast. His right-handed layup won't go down. Cameron Harris chases down a rebound. Floats one up over the top of the defense for Alec Fogarty. Left side, Fogarty to Devin Johnson. DJ into the paint. Back out. Harris straight away. 3. No. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Franklin. Davis was there to hustle down and get it. Gregory ahead for Serro. He wants to take it to the rim. Serro puts it up and in. And Serro has 21 points. Franklin trying to hang around. It's Sydney 47, Franklin 39. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Fogarty bounce pass to Harris. Left side back to Fogarty at the high post. And to the right side now for Morris. Back to Harris at the top of the key. As Sydney, good ball movement here, 15 to go on the shot clock. Devin Johnson into the paint. His first shot won't go. Second shot rolls off the rim. Rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with Sydney, and they'll have that fresh shot clock to work with. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter. Stay tuned during our postgame show. No matter how this game ends up, we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Sydney with the basketball going left to right. Johnson in the corner. Splits through two defenders. We'll work it back up to Fogarty. Right side for Morris. He fires a three. It's off the mark. Rebound for Johnson. He lays it up. That one rattles in and out. And finally, Franklin with a rebound by Cole Ruff. 5:15 to go in the fourth. Sydney boys leading Franklin 47-39. Davis across midcourt for the Purple Devils. Looking to set up shop. He's able to hand one off there to Sarah, where we're going to have a foul on Cameron Harris. With 5:10 to go here in the fourth, that is the third on Harris, and this is a big number here. This is the seventh team foul, so it's going to send Franklin to the line the rest of the game. Team foul situation, Sydney with 7, Franklin with 3. And Sarrow to the line. 1-1 at the line. Sarrow shot won't go. That's tough. And in the backcourt is Fogarty. Ahead now for Harris. Harris, chest pass, far side, gets it through. Johnson with the little up and under, wouldn't go down. Fogarty, a rebound, off the glass, it's good. Alec Fogarty with 13 points. That was well done on that rebound, and he just muscled it back up and in. 49-39, Franklin trying to answer. They'll take it to the rim with Cole Ruff, won't go down. And Sydney will pick up the loose basketball, back up the floor. Trying to take it to the rim, little up and under, reverse layup, won't go down. Therefore, Anthony Morris, but then a foul on Franklin. Fogarty was hammered on that rebound, and we'll head back to the line with 4:35 to go. Foul will be on Cole Ruff, his second team's fourth. So shooting two at the line will be Alec Fogarty. Fogarty's first shot for Sydney, no good, hit the front of the rim. Just when you think Sydney might put their stamp on this game, Franklin seems to be hanging around a little bit. It's been a game of momentum, that's for sure. Second shot for Fogarty won't go. So he goes 0 out of 2. That's a tough break for Sydney. Gregory with a rebound. Gets it to Sarro. Gets around a screen down the left wing side. Sarro on the baseline. Found himself in a tough spot. Goes back to Gregory. Steps in from a left elbow long. 2 is good for Brandon Gregory. He has 10 points. Makes it 49-41 with 4:15 to go. Franklin still hanging around. Coming across midcourt is Fogarty. Goes to Harris. Looks like Chris Frederick's going to come back in at the next opportunity for the Warriors. Right side of the floor now for Johnson. Johnson finds Anthony Morris with a chest pass. Back up to Harris, top of the key. 15 on the shot clock for Sydney. They go to Fogarty. Into the paint, the floater, off the glass, no good. Fogarty gets his own rebound, scores, and is fouled. Fogarty, same play pretty much that he did just a few minutes ago. And he's fouled again. Did you see how big and strong he is? Some of the Franklin players have been bouncing off of him, and Fogarty, not fazed, was able to hit that foul shot, or hit that layup, and is now going to the line. Sydney leading 51-41 with 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. And Fogarty gets the shot to go. He has 16. And so Sydney with a 52-41 lead. Time starting to become a real factor here for Franklin. Ruff hands one off to Gregory. Back up to Davis. Now to Gregory, left side in front of the Franklin bench as the Purple Devils go right to left. They're making it very hard to get the ball to Matt Sarro. Sarro still looking to come over and get the ball from Gregory. Comes off a screen. Looks to dump one back off to Gregory. Top of the key was knocked out of his hands, but will stay with Franklin. 7 on the shot clock. 3:22 to go fourth quarter. 52-41 the score. Sydney boys on their home floor leading Franklin in this Tri-Valley and Mac matchup tonight. They go to Gregory. He steps in, wants a three with the shot clock winding down, and skimmed off the rim, and Sydney with the rebound as we come up on 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. Ahead for Fogarty. Now back to Chris Frederick. Straight away three, hit the rim twice. Cole Ruff with another rebound. Outlet pass to Gregory. Franklin needs a possession as we're under 3 minutes to go now. They need a bucket on this possession, and he's fouled. Sarro bumping in to Johnson there, and they call the whistle there on Johnson with 2:57 to go in this fourth quarter. So Sarro's going to go to the line to shoot. Sarro, I think it's pretty smart of him, actually. He knows that when he gets that ball, he's going to get swarmed. So he's trying to find the contact there and see if he can get a call. Cerro at the line. It's good. So Matt Cerro with 22 points. He's doing everything he can. Cerro with 22, Gregory with 10 for the Purple Devils. Back to a 10-point ball game. Second shot here for Cerro is good. Cerro with 23, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Franklin. 2:57 to go. It's 52-43. Sydney boys on top. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:57 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer down on Main Street in our CDO studios. Our score here, Sydney boys leading Franklin 52-43 late in this game. The Warriors trying to hold off Franklin. Here is Chris Frederick, a little sky hook on the right wing side. Well done there by Chris Frederick. 54-43. Here's Davis, left side, three ball, won't go. Rebound goes to Cameron Harris. Harris quickly ahead for Morris. Morris at midcourt, slows down, wants to pump the brakes here. Coach Riho quarterbacking this for Sydney on the sideline. Goes to Frederick, far side. I don't think they wanted to pull the trigger that early. Was an open look, but Franklin with a rebound. 2:15 to go in the fourth. Gregory across midcourt. Now we'll work it back to Davis. Skip pass, finding Cole Ruff. Ruff on the left wing side. Down low, wants to muscle it up. Couldn't get the shot to go. And Sydney with a rebound. 2 minutes left. And the Warriors trying to put this one away. Maybe put the icing on the cake here if they could score on this possession. They go to the left wing side for Cameron Harris as Sydney goes left to right. Sydney working it around, content to take their time on this possession with a 1:45 to go. They go to Harris left side, now to Fogarty. To Frederick at the high post, slipped through his hands, and Franklin comes away with it. They would need a basket here as we come up on 1.5 minutes to go. Cerro to the far side, finds Davis, steps in, floater in the lane for Davis is good. And Davis now with 5 points, makes it 54-45 with 1:20 to go. And Sydney back down the floor. Again, still content to work it around. They go to the right side here for Harris in front of his own bench. Almost a steal by Cerro, but Fogarty got it, steps in and buries it. Good job by Fogarty. He has a team high 18. 56-45 with 1 minute to go. Here's Cerro, wants a three on the left side. Hits it from downtown. Cerro with 26. He won't go quietly. It's 56-48 with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney back down the other way. Morris with a shot off the mark. And this will be pulled out here by Devin Johnson. And Sydney wants to take a timeout to talk it over. 43 seconds left. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Sydney boys leading 56-48 over Franklin on WCDO.
Volvo Tego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
43 seconds left in this ballgame. Our score 56-48. Sydney boys leading Franklin. High scores here for Franklin. 26 for Matt Serro, 10 for Brandon Gregory. On the other side for Sydney, 18 for Alec Fogarty, 14 for Devin Johnson, 9 for Anthony Morris. And so out of the timeout here, Sydney will have the basketball. And they are in full control now. If they make good decisions, the Warriors should walk away with a victory here on their home floor. Not a lot of time left. It would take a small miracle here for Franklin. Fogarty will look to get it in on the baseline, and he does to Morris. Now back to Fogarty underneath. The layup is good. Great job by Fogarty. Well-designed inbounds play. And with 36 seconds left, Franklin taking a quick timeout just to get some subs in here, so we'll keep it. Our score, 58-48. Really nice job there by Fogarty. He was the inbounder. Ball went to the corner, and then he stepped in, and they were able to find him for that easy left-handed layup. Post-game show will be coming up in just a few minutes. We'll give out our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Davis with a three right side. Couldn't find the bottom of the tin there. Rebound for Fogarty. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds left. And Fogarty will come across midcourt and finds Anthony Morris. Morris is double-teamed, but Franklin backing off now. This looks like this could be our final score here tonight as Sydney is just killing off the last couple of seconds. So our girls' score was 58-38 earlier with Franklin winning. And now it's the Sydney boys winning 58-48 over Franklin. Well-played game between these two. And our final score is 58-48 against Sydney boys defeating Franklin. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. One last time inside Sydney High School. 58-48 our final tonight. Sydney boys defeating Franklin. And once again, I'm joined, very gracious with his time here, Skylar Thompson, head coach of the Franklin boys. Coach, a tough one here tonight, but just a hard-fought battle between these two. It was fun to watch from my perspective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was a great game. We knew we talked about it at halftime. We knew they were going to, you know, apply the pressure, speed things up a little bit, and they definitely did that in the third quarter. I think they scored like 23 points in the third quarter or something
like
that. Yeah,
they had a good third, yeah.
And that was definitely the difference of the game, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the bigger picture is, you know, this was our last game. So being able to play these eight games that we were able to play and just have this opportunity to do this, I mean, so many schools are not able to or haven't been able to. And for that, you know, you just got to take this for what it is. You know, it was a fun night of basketball by two good teams, and I really enjoyed it, you know, this whole season, if you want to call it a season, you know. And I'm very proud of all my guys. I'll miss all my seniors, so good night.
Yeah, this was such a strange shortened season, but so good to see the kids out there. Was it hard to get into a rhythm here in the season, knowing that you only had a couple weeks?
Oh, yeah. You know, we were talking about it, you know, the other day. You know, you normally have what, like 2 weeks of practice or something before like your first scrimmages or games or, you know, whatever it is. And this week we had like what, 5 days or 6 practices or whatever. And, and so, you know, the time was definitely cut down, and that makes it a challenge obviously for all teams, you know, and you have, you know, you're told that there's not going to be a season, especially for us in the Tri-Valley, you know, you're told there's not going to be a season at all. So no one's thinking, all right, we're going to play. And then all of a sudden things turn around and you get the okay that we can play. And then it's like, well, if we do play, who are we going to play against? And, you know, the whole thing. So it was definitely tough to, you know, prepare or really do much of anything. But, you know, just fortunate for the opportunity for everyone. And, you know, a lot of guys got a lot of good opportunities to be able to play.
I love it, Coach. Congratulations on a great season, and we'll let you get back to your guys, but we're going to see you on the podcast in a couple weeks here.
Yeah, you just
twist your arm. Yeah,
I guess we'll see on that one. But yeah, definitely. You know, just send the invite, and I'll make it over.
Awesome. That's going to be good. We'll catch up more then. You can find those at wcdosports.com. So, Coach, a great season. Excited to see Matt Serro and Brandon Gregory and the rest of the guys back next year that you'll have, and looking forward to just a regular, normal Tri-Valley season. I think it's going to be fun.
It should be. It should be. We'll see what happens next year. And thank you for doing this, as always, you know, going to all these different schools and doing what you do and covering everyone in the area. I don't know how it works, but great job as always. Nate, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Coach. We'll let you get back to your guys. But that's Franklin head coach Skylar Thompson joining us here tonight. We'll see him in a few weeks on the Nate Law podcast for sure. So, again, our final score is 58-48. Let's get you our scoring summary, and then we'll get into our awards to wrap it up. First off, for Franklin, a game-high 26 points for Matt Serro. He did everything he could tonight for Franklin. Just wasn't quite enough, unfortunately, but Serro doing his normal shooting and getting to the rim, whatever he does, he finds a way to do it. Brandon Gregory with 10 points, Bryce Davis with 5, Cole Ruff with 4, Max Mio with 2, James Myers with 1 point tonight for Franklin. On the other side for Sydney, 20 points, a team high from Alec Fogarty in a very balanced effort. I thought Fogarty was excellent in the second half. 14 from Devin Johnson, 9 from Anthony Morris, 6 from Chris Frederick, 5 from Cameron Harris, and 4 from Charlie Thiel. Okay, it's our time for our awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll go with Matt Serro tonight, 26 points for Serro. For Franklin, he was outstanding, got hot right off the bat with those threes, and then just did whatever he could the rest of the game to try to put Franklin on his back. So we'll give Matt Serro, game-high 26 points tonight, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Boy, two Sydney awards here tonight. I think you know who I'm going to go with for all purpose, but for defense, I mean, there are a lot of good choices here. I think whoever I give this to, it's not going to be enough. I thought Cameron Harris was very good on defense. I thought that Devin Johnson was great on defense. I thought Anthony Morris played very well tonight on defense. Even Ian Fogarty, when he came in, played some great defense. I am going to go tonight with Devin Johnson, 14 points. I thought he was in there for a lot of good minutes. It was really between Devin Johnson and Cameron Harris for guarding Matt Serro a lot of the time. So we will go with Devin Johnson tonight, our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Alec Fogarty tonight, the easy choice from Sydney, team high 20 points. I thought in the second half he was tremendous. Did a lot of really smart things down near the bucket and was able to put up a couple of and-one type of plays that really helped Sydney pull away in this ball game. So Alec Fogarty, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. That's going to do it for our doubleheader here tonight. In case you're just tuning in, Franklin girls win the first game 58-38 over Sydney, and then the Sydney boys come back and win 58-48 over Franklin in Game 2. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night, Delhi boys at Cooperstown at 7 o'clock. Join us for our Butler Auto tip-off show about 10 or 15 minutes before tip-off in Coop tomorrow night. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer down on Main Street in the CDO studios. Always a great job by Jim. We'll see you tomorrow night. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll be back with more local hoops tomorrow night on WCDO.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. All hits, all the time. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.